Blog Talk Radio.
Equip and empower you on your journey to win. Don't you want to win? Of course you do. Well, allow Coach Adam to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich subject of health and wellness. And then we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we truly do invite your questions and your comments around today's topic. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time, and don't be shy. So with that said, if you don't already have your laptops, desktops, pens, notepads, whatever you need to capture the richness of what it will be shared today on Motivational Monday, you need to grab it, because on today's installment, we are in our monthly health and wellness series. Our health and wellness series that we're offering every first Monday of the month, we're talking about health is wealth, and our focus is mind, body, and soul. We're going to give you some more around what today's specific topic is, but before we jump in, we ask that you take a quick moment to allow your social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a DM, go old school, send a message in the bottle, carrier pigeon, you get it, do whatever you need to do, bottom line, to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with, again, yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win in our health and wellness segment. I'm so excited about health is wealth and our mind, body, and soul focus. And today we're taking a look at what does it mean to purify your mind, your body, and your soul. I want you to join me, our global listening audience, in welcoming in our in-studio guests, the global wellness coders of TLC, Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica, both of which are not strangers to the boardroom. So, ladies, I invite you to join me. Come right on in as we jump into today's richness and our topic. Lady Tabitha, are you there? Dr. Veronica, are you with me?
Hello, woo-hoo, hello.
You know, I so love and appreciate both of you ladies and the journey that we've been on collectively as the global wellness coders and this desire to really bring rich information that would assist others in becoming more healthy and, as you would say, Lady Tabitha, healthy, wealthy, and wise. But to really focus in on the mind, body, and soul, the wellness of those various areas as the TLC Global Wellness Coders. And before we dive into the significance of today's topic as it relates to this being February the 1st, Lady Tabitha, I always like for you to kind of help our audience to understand this global wellness coder. When we're saying coders, when you're saying coder, what does that mean?
That means to me, Coach, thank you. And first of all, I want to thank you for inviting us to be a part of the wellness show every month. It's so exciting because health is our new wealth. And so we all need to come together and take a look at the most important thing, and that is our health. And decode what symptoms are you feeling, and what will it take to make that adjustment. So coming from a technical background, I look at things in codes and formulas and really sitting down and breaking it apart in details. And I believe the answer is within us because I believe God made in his image. The answer is there. We have all the tools available to us if we will settle ourselves and allow our body, soul, and mind to talk to us, right? And to me, that's God talking to us. So we're the Global Wellness Coders. We have been blessed to have coders come to the table from all over the world, and we know that many more will come. And whether someone's having a marital problem or dealing with cancer issues, or their children, we're able to come together because what we're finding is that no matter what type of problem, eventually it does affect you in your mind, body, and soul. So to break that apart and then come up with a solution. So we're coders and excited about it. I'm really excited about it and grateful.
I love that, and I so appreciate you giving us that, you know, understanding of this term coders and how does this relate to our global listening audience listening in. You know, as we are just coming after January, being that we now approach the month of February, and you know, coming just after January, the month of this new beginnings is what, you know, the whole theme of January represented. And now we're into February. And, you know, what was so significant about the subtitle of today's particular topic is that from the Latin word, this word February means to purify. And, you know, what I love about this is that February was known as the month of purification during ancient Roman times. And I thought, how significant is this? Because it is a transitional time where individuals are finding, okay, where do I go from here on the heels of the month of January, which was a month of reflection and the New Year's of resolutions and all of that. But now it's time to purify our vision, purify in our minds, purify body, soul, purify in all of the various areas of our lives, and to take stock and to reevaluate, are you doing what you truly need to do to get the results that you desire? And so this process is about us removing anything that would pollute our mind, body, and soul. And so we want to get into this purification state, mind, body, and soul. We want to cleanse and purge anything that would prevent us ultimately from pursuing our vision, achieving our goals, and living our dreams. I, of course, will talk about mine, but I want to bring Dr. Veronica in, and we're going to start with body, because you've heard from me, you've heard a little bit from Lady Tabitha. What matters most is that you're getting the richness of empowerment around each of these areas. And so, Dr. Veronica, talk to us about how do we care for this one and only body known as the temple that each of us has, and how do we relate that to the significance of this month, February, and purification?
That's a good question. You know, as you were talking, I was sitting here thinking about how we're solely pretty much the ones responsible for our own bodies. And I had the privilege today of being with a 89-year-old woman of God who was so agile and so beautiful on the outside. And then I also had the empathy of seeing her be in pain, seeing her, you know, make certain movements and kind of groan with that movement. And it just made me think of how important our health is to us. And I always like to emphasize the importance of eating. For me, this month, I'm actually on a Daniel's fast. And it's for the purification of my body. I want to cleanse. I want to, you know, be healthy. I want to bring that body under subjection to the way God created it for its best function. So I'm eating a lot of live foods. And, you know, I was thinking on the drive in, all over the world, people pray over their food, right? And that's not just here in America. A lot of places, we were taught to pray over our food. But sometimes you have to really think about it. What is on that plate, and what are you praying over? Because sometimes we intentionally put the wrong things in our body, and then we even go as far as to pray over it. You know, the sugars, using too much salt, the flours, the things that are not the most healthiest, even not eating enough live things and enough live foods like vegetables, fruits, the things that will purify your body. So I've been thinking along those lines and trying to be more conscious of what we're actually putting in our bodies. Are we putting enough water? Are we eating more vegetables than meat? God originally created us to eat vegetables, eat the live things. And, you know, we kind of eat the king's meat. We kind of eat we enjoy a good steak. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. But the balance in it all, and sometimes just taking time to fast, taking time to eat the right things that'll be nutrients to our bodies, taking the right vitamins. And that's why I love TLC. As I'm taking these vitamins and learning about them and eating right and drinking the water and getting the exercise, getting in my worship, getting in my prayer, I'm seeing the response of taking care of this temple. I'm seeing a good response, a positive response. And I think sometimes because we're the, you know, we're the authority over these bodies, we're the owners as far as we tend to think and operate when really this body belongs to, we know who it belongs to. It's not really our own. And even in that, we should want to be good stewards over it. But as we steward over these bodies, I think we need to not neglect them and become more mindful of what we're taking in and the things that, you know, because God designed the body to really heal itself. And healing is our bread. That means daily we should be taking on things that make us heal. So I have a real emphasis on our food choices right now. That's where I'm really focusing on before I get into the vitamins. And I found some really good vitamins in the TLC product. So that's where I'm seeing my results right now and sharing that with others.
You know, and what I love about what you shared, Dr. Veronica, is you brought us some key points around the body and how we care for the body and what we put into the body so that we can have that longevity. Of course, on the heels of, trailblazing in Hollywood icon Cicely Tyson, who died at 96, transitioned, graduated at 96. To heaven, you know, to get her angel wings. I heard an interview with Gayle King, and Gayle King was saying, I had just talked to her, and she was so vibrant. You know, I talked to her like maybe a week before she transitioned, and her mind was sharp, and she was vibrant and full of life and energy at 96. But that said to me that was someone that really cared for their temple. That
yes.
Stopped. And what am I putting into my body? You mentioned a vitamin that you have grown to really appreciate from TLC. What is the name of that vitamin that you're referring to?
Well, I actually love three of the – I'm such a creature of habit. I started out with three products, and I love all three. The one I didn't like at first because of the taste is a little medicine-y, but the results were so good that I had to go back to it. But I'm taking a product called NutriBurst, and I just love the NRG. I feel that it is really boosting my immune system. I've had the privilege of being pretty well most of my life, but I noticed that when challenges came, and in a time like today when healthy immune systems are very important, I want to know about going to help to keep it that way. So I've been taking the NRG, and I noticed that it keeps me from symptoms, you know. And the way I found that out is when I didn't take it, you know, when a sneeze or a cold or something was trying to sneak its way in, I feel like I had that. Besides eating right, and I always put that first, because we can take all the vitamins in the world and we can pray over that plate all we want to, but if we're eating the wrong things, then the focus is off, you know.
Absolutely.
So
you
the
know,
three products,
heard the term.
If I answered, if I answered, is I'm taking NutriBurst NRG, which is a pill that I take, and the Resolution is the one that is for clarity of the mind and that kind of thing, just staying healthy, overall health.
So I appreciate you sharing that so much, Dr. Veronica. You know, we often have heard we are what we eat. So I love that you brought out the point that we can take all the vitamins in the world, but if we're still not making adjustments in what we're eating, it's counterproductive. Not that you don't still get the benefits, but you don't get the maximum benefits. And I believe you were saying that we were asking a question specifically about the vitamin, that the vitamin is the NutriBurst, the multivitamin is the NutriBurst that you're taking. And so I want to go over to Lady Tabitha. Lady Tabitha, give us some insight on, because we're talking about health is wealth, and we're in our health and wellness segment, our series that we do once a month. We're looking at mind, body, and soul. And this purification, this month of February, which is a theme of purification, how can I purify my mind, body, and soul? Dr. Veronica has just shared with us her thoughts on how you can purify your body. Lady Tabitha, I come over to you. Give us some thoughts on how can I purify my soul? What does that look like?
Well, Coach, you start your program by telling everyone to grab your pencil, your iPad, and to be prepared to take notes, because today I want to share 11 warning signs that I have experienced in my personal life, as well as research. And I'm just going to, you know, the time we're living in, it's like life is literally starting over. We all have to figure out a new way of life. Everything has changed. And the number one thing is our health, but our health and our body and our soul, everything's all connected. So I'm so excited about this show. So I'm going to one of the things, the soul purification, I believe that we should start with prayer and meditation. Connect to your power source, which is God, right, our creator, and take self-inventory and assessment of yourself, because, first of all, you have to I believe that we have to acknowledge that there's a process that needs to take place. Some files need to be deleted. We need purification. So if we're walking around full of toxic, whether it be hurt, pain, shame, different things, and we don't acknowledge it, we really there's no benefit there for us. So I'm just going to share with the listening audience a couple of things that will help them notify as they take their own self assessment. So one
okay,
of the things
go right
is
ahead. We'll go ahead to our seat.
And one of the things, Coach, is that these are kind of be straightforward words, but I think that that's what we need right now in life. We don't need to sugarcoat things, you know. We need just straight talk. So Inward signs, having wrong intentions. So let's all take a look at our intentions.
So we were talking about how to take care of our intentions as it relates to our soul, and what does that look like? It sounds like Lady Tabitha is having a technical challenge there. So what I'm going to do is, until she comes back, I'm going to make a shift into dealing with the mind. And so that's my area, the mind and my focus. And, you know, the mind is so interesting because this purification that we're talking about, purifying is about cleansing. And this cleansing process is about a deep cleanse, going deep, taking a deep dive. And so when you're looking at, and I hope you continue to take your notes and get all the richness that's being shared, when you're looking at how do I deep clean my mind, how do I deep clean, purify my mind, the number one thing that we must do is we must practice mindfulness. We must practice mindfulness. We must train ourselves to become more mindful, to become more aware. This is so significant, you know, because so often, and you've heard me say it, that we often are not aware. As the young people would say, it's about being woke. And so we have to have this mindfulness, and we have to practice mindfulness. All of what we're talking about, it really is about establishing the habits in these areas, these good habits that really serve and support us, mind, body, and soul. Because as it relates to mind, body, and soul, I'm not going to be able to fulfill my vision. I'm not going to be able to live my dreams and achieve my goals if my mind is not healthy. If my body is not healthy, because it won't have the capacity that's needed to be able to sustain, to be able to do the assignment that we've been called to. And the same is also with regards to our soul. And, of course, we'll hear more about our soul. But this number one thing is practicing mindfulness. And so you have to walk in that. This practicing means that you grow into the habit, into the routine of practicing being mindful. In addition, we have to focus on making sure that with this mindfulness that I'm staying conscious, that I'm staying consciously aware, as I mentioned, woke, that I am staying in this place of curiosity. Why? Because this curiosity helps to stimulate my mind. And if you don't already know, our mind, our brain is this 3 pounds of bony flesh that it's scalable and it becomes better the more we use it, the more we stretch it. So when we're talking about this deep cleanse, we have to make sure that we are continuing to keep our mind vibrant and sharp, doing what we need to do to keep our mind healthy. We want to make sure that, and that's all a part of this mindfulness, that we're doing what we need to do to stay mindful. In addition, as it relates to keeping my mind healthy, and I'm just going to give you a few areas to process and to think about, because we're often going to give you additional areas as well. In order for my mind to stay sharp and vibrant, and this goes with, in addition, not just caring for my mind, but it also goes with caring for my body. It carries over into my soul. I have to get the necessary sleep that I need to make sure that I'm able to allow my system to renew itself. And again, this is so important, and some of this you may be thinking, Coach Adams, Dr. Veronica, Lady Tabitha, you're not telling me something I don't already know, and that may be the case. But the question raised is, are you living out what you've heard to be true and walking it out. You know, I have been very transparent with sharing that I could say that over the years, mind and soul, I handled extremely well. Not perfect, I'm in process, but those two areas I think I did really well in. The body was an area that I have to, and I'm still growing in this process of caring for, because I didn't have the good habits in the area. You know, I remember growing up that I was always very petite growing up. I could eat whatever I wanted. At the time, into or about my 30s, I was always at a place where, no question about it, I could eat whatever I wanted. I was very active, and so I didn't feel the result of not having the habits of working out, the routine, those healthy habits that I needed until later in life when my body started to shift and change. And so I share that to say that this is an area where I'm still growing in. And as I now see, as I continue to grow in these habits, the reality that if you don't take care of your body, how that can in fact affect your ability to fill your assignments. If you don't take care of your mind, how that will affect. If you don't take care of your soul, how that will affect. And so I share that being transparent that each of us, I'm sure, we've heard the information. You may have done extremely well in certain areas, like when I say you have to take care of giving your body the sleep that it needs. But when we're talking about, in this particular case, of purifying the mind and the sleep that's required, I'm saying whatever is heavy on you, you have to sleep it off. You have to allow yourself to renew and to rest and to sleep it off, whatever it may be for you. Maybe it's the burdens and the weight of where we have been this past year, what we have been processing through. You know, we can't minimize that for many, 2020 was a very challenging year. And so if you don't grow in the habit of learning how do I decompress and getting the proper rest and being able to sleep whatever it is, getting that good night's sleep, because that's what's going to renew and allow your body and your mind and your soul to be refreshed. And so it's so interesting because I was sharing with someone and they were saying that they were having sleepless nights. I say that, wow, I'm so grateful that nothing disturbs my sleep. I don't care what I'm going through. Dr. Veronica, are you one that is disturbed with things and matters of life in your sleep?
No, I can sleep anywhere and anytime. I love sleep, and I really, I guess I'm like you. I really get replenished from sleeping, and I need the appropriate amount of sleep or I can be somewhat of a different person without the proper rest. So I love sleep. I don't have those issues.
I love it. So you and I are buddies in this regard that I don't have this issue either, but I know that many struggle with, and in addition, you know, some deal with diagnoses that have to deal with the challenge of getting sleep. But I want to encourage you that this is the time, being able to sleep it off, whatever it may be, because poor sleep is going to affect you. So if you allow the challenges of the day, if you don't learn how to decompress, how to cleanse and allow yourself to get the rest that you need, it's going to be counterproductive for your mind. You know, the other thing that I have found, and I've been very consistent in the past 3 months, Dr. Veronica, with my walking and taking a walk, and we're talking about how do I purify my mind, body, and soul. One of the ways that I have found is I do a worship walk. And that is such a great way. I have an app on my phone that many of you have heard me mention by my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. It's called Boss Christian Radio. You know that I'm a believer for those that are regular listeners, not trying to press my beliefs on you, just sharing with you what works for me. And so
it's a wonderful station.
I put on Boss Christian Radio, my headphones, and I go into my worship walk. Now, we're talking about purifying the mind. Because this is such a rich time for me to decompress, I'm outside, I'm, you know, taking in nature, I'm allowing my mind to be cleared by the worship of God speaking to me. It really is and has grown to be so therapeutic for me that initially, because I wasn't one that had the habit of, unlike my Dr. Veronica, who says, you know, I've always worked out and ate healthy and all of that, I didn't have, that's not my story, as we've established, but now I look forward to my worship walk because it's so therapeutic for me, and it really is this purification of my mind. Is there something in regards to your exercise routine that gives you that, Dr. Veronica?
Well, I'll have to say I haven't been consistent in exercising. I've been reactive. So when I know that I'm getting a little, you know, out of shape, or I feel like I have a lot going on and I need to do a worship walk, I will make myself, you know, go in that direction. And I was thinking about when you just asked me the question about sleep. Now, I do have this one thing that goes on with me. When I'm really about to walk into a big blessing or something very good and very exciting, that's when I may stay up and I can't sleep. But that doesn't happen often. It doesn't happen to that degree often, but when it does, it's almost like a adrenaline or an excitement that I can deal with. And it doesn't wear me out, and it doesn't take me in a bad direction. Other than that, I consciously make myself walk. Walking is the best for me because, like you said, I can worship, I can connect with God, and my body's getting the proper exercise. And I'm learning more and more to focus on drinking water. I just never really realized how important that is. And I even had a very young little prophet who walked in the office of that come and ask me out of the blue, "Are you drinking water every day?" And at that time, I wasn't. And I don't know if I told you all, but my hand had started to get really stiff in my sleep. And then I have an uncle who's a doctor, and I was telling him my hand is starting to stiffen up. I wake up and it's stiff. And he told me the same thing, drink more water. But the little young guy who's only about 11 years old who just asked me that couldn't have possibly known about my hand being stiff. So I noticed that as I begin to drink more water and do my walking, it's just a part of God's plan for us to do those kind of things that keep our body healthy. And like you said, I about yourself, I haven't been the best steward over these things. I'm making myself more disciplined in these things so that I can have that outcome that I desire.
Dr. Veronica, I love that you shared some rich information with us, the transparency. You know, I have given some points on the mind. You have given some points and thoughts on the body. Lady Tabitha had a little technical challenge there, but I want to give her an opportunity. Lady Tabitha, are you back with us?
I am back with you. I was on a roll. I had no idea that you guys were there.
I know, and we were missing you. So we want to hear your thoughts around, as we're talking about. It was, and I was taking notes is purification of our soul. And you were giving us some rich nuggets, of course, because of time. We're not going to be able to get into probably all of them, so maybe if you can just give us a few of them and we'll build on for our next installment as well. But maybe take half of them and share the thoughts that you have on how do I purify my soul.
Well, how do I purify? I have, okay. one of the things I was just saying, I don't know how much everyone was able to hear, but one of the steps is to definitely, with prayer and meditation, connecting with your power source. For me as a believer, is God. And what I have found in life, that with panic attacks, anxiety, or depression, to me these are warning signs that we need to make adjustments. Something's not right. And so that to me, is, I don't know if you all heard the beginning of, first of all, you have to admit that you need purification. So what needs to be purified? But one of the things that we can do is just like having a diet. Let's check in on our mental diet, right, our soul food diet. Are we gossiping? Are we listening to gossip? So just for an example, these type of things that we have to start deleting out of our diet, right, as we purify and flush out all negativity. Because with these things in our soul, in our spirit, they're going to show up. For example, people that have unforgiveness in them, a lot of times it'll show up as pain in your joints, right, a pain in your joints. So I want to respect time, and I'm looking forward to coming back to share in detail, but I would say the main thing that I can say is taking that self-inventory, self-evaluation, and begin to do the work on yourself. And what I mean by that, we pulling it up by the root, right? Breaking it apart, decode it, figure out why am I thinking this way? Even if it goes back to being I feel that we need to look all the way back to being a toddler, you know, and of course we don't know that age, but look at your family lineage. Look at your family, you know, ask questions to the elders in your family. I'm really, really for people being healthy deep down in your soul. I had to do the work on myself. It is worth it. We are worth it to go through that purification. So a lot of it is talking, writing it down on paper, step by step, and doing the work. It's a new life, new grace. The pandemic, to me, has done a great thing for us. It's allowed all of us to stop and be still and reflect and take self-inventory.
Ooh, so I love that, Lady Tabitha. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, you dropped right when you started, so we really didn't hear the richness of what you were sharing. It was just so sudden, and I just kind of went into the mind. And, of course, Dr. Veronica and I were just kind of sharing back and forth around the mind and the body, and so we're grateful to be able to get some thoughts around the soul. Is there another piece or nugget that you would like to share with us before we go to our lines? Take another maybe 2 minutes or so and give us some greater richness. I know you said you had quite a few. Would love to be able to capture a couple of more.
Okay, I would love to share it. And like I when I started off, I was saying I felt like it was important that I speak very direct. So some of it may be like, ouch, you know, because it may not look pretty, especially if you have to ask yourself the question, do I have wrong intentions? So what I wanted to share with everyone is 11 warning signs that you may need to go through that process of purifying your soul. So your wrong intentions, right? Belittling and not thinking that wisdom and knowledge is important. Feeling distant and disconnected from your power source, your creator, your God. You know, it doesn't matter what religion you are, but are you connected to a higher power than yourself? And for me, it's God. Again, talking about forgiveness. These are warning indications is needed so that you can grow and go forth. Do you have unforgiveness in your heart? okay? A deep love. Do you have a deep love? Do you have a love or a desire for unhealthy activities? That's something that we all need to ask ourselves. And if we do, we need to address that. And I believe,
those
again, writing it down on a piece of paper, you know, we have accountability partner and Coach Adams and the three of us ladies by chiming in Motivational Mondays, because some of this stuff can get real ugly and you don't want to say, ooh, that's me, you know. I have jealousy in my heart, but I don't know why. So you have to surround yourself with positive people that are thinking forward, that are, you know, coming, helping to pull up that root, you know. Write it down on a piece of paper. Read it yourself. There's something powerful about writing down on a piece of paper to take a look at yourself, take a look in that mirror. Some outer signs, arrogance. You have an arrogant behavior, arrogant speech. Okay. Carrying
out
action.
Yeah, that's really deep, Lady Tabitha. Yeah.
This is really deep, but, you know, I don't know about you, Coach Adams, but I want to be everything. I want to be whole. I want to be everything that God has called me to be, you know, and therefore I know that I have to ask myself the hard questions. Don't wait for anyone else to point out the hard questions or the ugly things that ask yourself the question. Self-work, self-care, right? So self-care, my job was to talk about the soul, but this is the self-care of the soul. And once you lift these heavy burdens from yourself and you ask yourself these questions, you're going to feel much better. And you're going to feel like you literally, you put the work in, because everyone has the opportunity to change. Our mentors, Mr. and Mrs. H, you know, we know that change comes two ways, through intolerable pain or vision, right? And to me, when we do that self-assessment, you're taking inventory. You, then, therefore, you can set a vision for yourself. You know, you can measure it. I was here, and maybe you're jealous of that particular person or situation because you were hurt or you were abandoned, right? So it's not because you're a bad or evil person or you intended for it to be that way, but because you were hurt, because you were abandoned. Write that down on a piece of paper and purify that out of your soul so that you can be healthy, well-rounded, healthy in your soul, right? So I know I want to respect time, but this is good stuff. I love to come back and talk about it next month as well, Coach.
Oh, absolutely.
Do I have
some more questions?
Do you want me to keep going?
Well, let me say this. Let me just say this. We're going to interact and,
okay,
you know, engage together because we're kind of at that 10-minute mark before the show closes out. But I love the richness of what you have shared, and it's great to connect around that because some of it crosses over. You know, when you were speaking, what I was thinking about, and when Dr. Veronica was speaking, that this is really about us doing what we can and learning new habits so that we don't get to that place of crisis. You know, if you don't care for your mind, many people get to that quote-unquote place of a psychotic break because they haven't done the work. Like you were saying, my soul can get so polluted, and we're talking about the purification, steps that I can take to purify my mind, to purify my body, like the detoxing is a way to purify my body, steps that I can take, and also with that, detoxing our bodies, that now affects my mind, it affects my soul, because when my body, my temple is in a healthier place, I have greater clarity in mind, you know, my soul is healthier when I make better choices in that way, and I love that you brought out the point that we have to be willing to do the work. Each and every one of us, self included. I can't just say I want to be healthier and sit on the couch and eat bonbons, figuratively speaking. I don't even think I've ever had a bonbon, but I'm saying that for the purpose of a point, that you can't say I want to get healthier and just sit on the couch and not do something. If you're struggling with peace of mind, there are things that as we are preparing to wrap up, and I'm going to give Dr. Veronica an opportunity to summarize what she shared, and we'll definitely pick it up in our next installment of our health and wellness segment. You know, one of the things that I spoke about, and I'm not sure if you heard it, ladies, have, but I spoke about the importance of this deep cleanse of our mind, which is practicing mindfulness, you know, staying awoke, aware, conscious, alert. And you said writing it, that was one of the ones as well that I would have mentioned, because that helps you to purify your mind. You get it out of your mind. So writing things out, as you mentioned, journaling for the soul. In addition, I said to sleep it off, whatever it may be. You have to sleep it off. Allow yourself to become renewed and refreshed. Don't bring into tomorrow the worries and the concerns of yesterday. Let it go. Sleep it off. Detox from it. Release it from yourself. And then another point that I gave, I was only giving four today, is that we can take walks to clear your mind. I shared, and Dr. Veronica was sharing about, I do a worship walk. I put on my Boss Christian radio at my headphones, and I get into a zone. I'm outside. I'm soaking in, you know, the natural air and the vibrancy around me, and I'm in this zone that's allowing my mind to get to a healthy place and detoxing, purifying, cleansing those negative thoughts, those different things that would be toxins and prevent me from being able to stay in that place of clarity that I need. I want to give you, Dr. Veronica, an opportunity to summarize some of the points that you gave us around how do I purify my body, how do I take better care of my body, and you gave us some wonderful points. If you could summarize that, and then we'll prepare to close out today.
I think my biggest point was eating. You know, a lot of times we can blame the devil and his pitchfork, but I think a lot of times we have to look at what we put on our fork. So
you mean to tell me I can't eat the chitlins and then blame it on the devil?
Because
I love you, the Southern girl in me loves.
The course adjustments you were speaking of, it's just funny to me. You know, I was saying how we all over the world, we pray over our food. But before we pray over it, let's see what we put on there. What are we praying over? You know, we want to put some good stuff on the plate that will bring the results we want. And I think we can't be led by our taste so much. And I'm not saying that healthy food doesn't taste good. We can learn to make it taste good. And as I minister this to this audience, I'm ministering first to myself, and I think Lady Tabitha tapped into that. I'm learning to walk this walk. And it's a daily walk, you know. I keep thinking of that scripture that says healing is the children's bread. And we think of the bread as something we nourish ourselves with daily. So as we eat, just focus on our healing these bodies, keeping them strong, you know, presenting them as a living sacrifice to our Creator, whoever that may be for you. But I'm so, you know, tuned into what the word says. That's what works for me.
I love it. And, you know, it's so wonderful that you share that healthy food does not have to lack taste. You know, recently I got introduced to, because I am in my third week of a Daniel fast. My church does a Daniel fast every start of the year for 21 days. And so I'm not eating meat, and that's difficult for the meat girl, but that's what fasting is about. It's about the sacrifice. I am truly, my family heritage, you know, from Louisiana, my dad, my grandparents. So I am a meat girl. I really am. And so it is a sacrifice for me. But one of the main things that I love, main foods that I love that's in my top five, is that anybody that knows me and knows me well, they know that I am an unofficial Latina. I love my Mexican food. Did I say I love my Mexican food? So, of course, being on the Daniel, it's like, okay, how can I still have some tacos? So I got introduced to, and you ladies may be aware of it, I got introduced to, and I had it for the first time in this time that I've been on my fast, jackfruit. I made some jackfruit tacos. And I'm bringing this in with what you said, that healthy food does not have to lack flavor. I seasoned that up in the same way that I would my ground turkey, because although I may be an unofficial Latina, I love ground turkey tacos. And so I made my tacos with jackfruit. And I am telling you, I was like, wow, these are good. So I still got my Mexican food in and had healthy, flavorful food that was really satisfying, you know, for me. Lady Tabitha, as we close out today, we literally have 3 minutes. If you can take a minute, any final thoughts that you have around the soul or that you want to leave with us, and then we'll wrap up and close it out, and we'll come back together next month, March 1st, Monday of every month, through the year of 2021, is our health and wellness segment. So any final thoughts in about a minute?
I just want to encourage everyone to daily. Your soul, your body, they're with you. Your heart beats daily. We breathe in oxygen daily, every second of the day. So I think, I believe if we commit, as soon as we open our eyes every morning, to have that quiet moment of meditation and prayer and take inventory and love on yourself and the self, take it one day at a time. Don't allow it to anything in life to overwhelm you, but write every day. Take that time for yourself to care for yourself and write it down and work on one issue one at a time. And before you know it, you'll notice that all those symptoms that are manifesting in your body, causing you havoc, they will disappear if you do the work. That's what I wanted to encourage our listeners today, to just love on themselves.
Yes, I love that.
That's so good.
I love that you said it's so important to love on ourselves. And that's really what, when you care for your mind, when you care for your body, when you care for your soul, you're walking self-care. You're loving on you. You know, I often think about, as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, that when you fly, and I love to travel, missing that in 2020, when you travel and they give you the emergency instructions on the plane, they tell you, if there is a loss of cabin pressure, and many of us, figuratively speaking, we're dealing with a loss of cabin pressure. Why? Because we are not caring for ourselves. But they tell us if you're dealing with it, if there's a loss of cabin pressure, the oxygen mask is going to drop down, and the instruction is put the mask on you first before you try to help anyone else. And so for each of us, and I love that you brought that point out, Lady Tabitha, this is about caring for you first, mind, body, and soul. We brought up and mentioned some support products that have been really a game changer for each and every one of us on our health and wellness journey as we're growing. And so if you would like more information concerning any of the information that was shared today, the products, how you can get them, if you're intrigued, we want to give you that information. Contact the Coach Adams team, and we'll make that connection for you. Area code 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, And I want to encourage you that it is so important to purify, so important to detox, to relax, and to renew. So it's so key. So make sure that in whatever way you need to do that, mind, body, and soul, you do it. This is Coach Adam. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We trust that you got some great richness from today's installment of Motivational Mondays. We look forward to reconnecting with you on next week. We'll be picking things up in our Shape Up series, and Coach Adams has some rich empowerment that she'll be sharing with you. And then, of course, our third Monday is what? That's right. Of every other month, we have our Money Matters. So that'll be happening not in February, but in March. Exciting things are on the horizon for you. Really want to support you in being more equipped in the whole person of who you are to fulfill your dreams so that you can win. This is Coach Adam signing off for now. We look forward to having you tune in with us next week. I coach and you win. Again, thank you so much, ladies, for joining me in the boardroom.
Our pleasure.